Splash. Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Kyla Murray, DeAndre Hopkins. They were both on the practice field for the Arizona Cardinals Wednesday, both officially listed as limited participants. Murray, of course, recovering from an ankle sprain. Hopkins, a hamstring ailment. The only three non-participants on Wednesday were all offensive linemen. Kelvin Beachum and Rodney Hudson had Veterans Days off, while Justin Pugh sat out with a calf injury. Head coach Cliff Kingsbury said Pugh will be a game-time decision for Sunday when the Cardinals take on the Bears at Soldier Field. Speaking of Chicago, they had eight players who did not practice Wednesday due to injury, including tight end Cole Kmet, whose last name, when you spell it out, sounds like a radio station.
K-M-E-T.
K-M-E-T. Yeah. Playing the hits. Linebacker Roquan Smith, wide receiver Allen Robinson, both all out. Rookie quarterback Justin Fields, who missed last week's game with a ribs injury, was limited. But we were looking for the length of that injury report way shorter for the Cardinals.
Well, and that's the big takeaway, Vinny. The big takeaway yesterday is, fingers crossed, our football team is getting healthy. Fingers crossed. Now, that's not to say there won't be new injuries occurred along the way, but that's the hope.
Week 13 gets underway tonight in the NFL with the Saints hosting the Cowboys on Thursday Night Football. Back-to-back Thursday games for both of those teams after the Thanksgiving participation.
Oh, that's right.
Taysom Hill getting the start for the at quarterback for the Saints in place of Trevor Siemian. Cowboys are without their head coach Mike McCarthy, who tested positive for COVID-19 earlier this week. Wide receiver Amari Cooper is expected to play after coming off the COVID-19 reserve list. Kickoff in the Big Easy at 6:20 p.m.
Taysom Hill tonight starting for the Saints.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It's going to be
a barn
burner.
Mm-hmm.
Just when you thought Adrian Peterson's long career was over, the Seattle Seahawks come a-calling. Peterson signing to the Seahawks practice squad on Wednesday. Seahawks host San Francisco on Sunday. There was an update on the condition of the hamstring of Suns guard Devin Booker. Adrian Wojnarowski, the first to put it out there yesterday. Booker expected to miss a few games with that left hamstring injury. It's considered minor. Suns plan to err on the side of caution with a long way to go for a team with title hopes, as Woj tweeted. Phoenix, of course, riding a 17-game winning streak, looking to break the record tonight. Franchise record is 17, so they can make it 18 tonight as they host the Detroit Pistons at Footprint Center.
Yeah.
Pistons come in at 4-17 and on a 7-game losing streak. Tip-off tonight, 7 o'clock. Pre-game coverage starts at 6:30.
There you go.
I watched the television broadcast to see if you could pinpoint when it happened. It was very subtle, but you could see Devin Booker kind of laboring up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they went to a timeout, they called a timeout at kind of a weird spot, and he immediately kind of violently untucked his jersey, and that was kind of a sign like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Arizona Diamondbacks have found their closer for 2022 and 2023. It's veteran right-hander Mark Melancon. 36-year-old signed a 2-year deal with the D-backs on Wednesday. He led the majors last year with the Padres. 39 saves, a 2.23 ERA. To put that in perspective, again, Melancon 39 saves. The D-backs had 22 saves
team. It's the most money they've ever spent on a reliever. They're not paying him a ton, but it's the most money they've ever paid a relief pitcher, which kind of tells you about their philosophies in recent years about how to build a bullpen. This guy is older, but he's durable.
Yeah, had a really good year. Four-time All-Star, too.
Right.
And a Wildcat.
Well, I was going to leave that part out.
Hey.
It's been a while. He's probably recovered by now.
Cubs played on every team in the majors.
That's true.
Seriously.
Cubs are signing right-hander Marcus Stroman to a contract. Dodgers bringing back super utility man Chris Taylor on a 4-year contract. But everything else is on hold for a while because CBA negotiations between the Players Association and owners lasted for 7 minutes before less than 12 hours before the labor lockout deadline. It went into effect at midnight Eastern last night. Jeff Passan of ESPN spelled out that the union's proposal this week included playoff expansion to 12 teams and the ability to put patches on uniforms. Players remain steadfast in their desire to remove artificial restraints on free agency, get players paid more at earlier ages, fix service time manipulation, and address tanking.
Yeah, this is going to take a while. This has got ugly written all over it.
First stoppage since 95, lockout since 90, and it is interesting to note that there's never been any games canceled because of a lockout, mm-hmm. only because of labor strike. So we'll see. But you're right. These two sides. It's like nobody, the Hatfields and the McCoys.
Nobody does stupid better than Major League Baseball.
That's their new slogan. Yeah, we talked about it. No need to labor the point, but ASU, 51-29, they lose last night. They take on Oregon on Sunday. By the way, the lowest point total in any college basketball game by a Division I team this year.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona, ranked 11th in the nation, still undefeated. They won't lose tonight. That's because they won't play tonight. It's a game against Washington, postponed due to COVID-19 complications in the Huskies program. GCU's got UTSA in Phoenix at GCU Arena tonight. They'll tip it up at 7, and Arizona football has its new defensive coordinator, Johnny Nansen, who takes over for Don Brown. Nansen, considered a top recruiter, spent the last two seasons on UCLA's coaching staff under Chip Kelly. And I'm not saying this just because, but Nansen has had a lot of success recruiting-wise, but they point to, hey, he was on USC's staff, and they were tops in the Pac-12 in recruiting. It's a little different right now recruiting to Arizona, so we'll see how good he actually is.
Yeah, I'd say that's a hard job. Yeah. That's on my short list of the hardest jobs in sports.
And I'm only lashing out because ASU scored 29 points in a college basketball game.
It's quite okay.
Let it out, Vinny. Let it out.